Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
And this from Health Day. Primary care doctors should screen all patients between 12 and 18 years of old age for major depression, but not younger children, the preventive health experts say on Monday. This just came out. Screening of adolescents needs to be accompanied by accurate diagnosis, effective treatment, and appropriate follow-up, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force said in their final recommendation released on Mondays. Screening tools are available to help primary care doctors, and you know we're following up today on the show is Healthy Children, and that's our show that we do with the American Academy of Pediatrics, our great friends here at Radio MD. And so we have learned in those shows that the screening tools that pediatricians use to accurately identify major depression in adolescent patients, and that there are effective treatments for this age group, but there isn't enough evidence, they're saying, to gauge the benefits and risks of screening children who are 11 years old or younger, and that they would like to do more research on depression screening and treatment in that age group. So they want to look more at the 11 and younger and see if some of the same parameters would apply. And major depression, though, we know is a problem with teenagers. It can hinder their schoolwork and performance, as well as their relationship with families and friends. And the condition can sometimes go undiagnosed, and it's linked with an increased risk in adulthood of depression and suicide. And teens are certainly harder to diagnose because teens can be sulky anyway, and they can be combative, and they can be withdrawn, and sometimes that's teenage years, but sometimes it's not. It can be certainly more serious and really be clinical depression. So now they are talking about screening all teens above the age of 12 for major depression and using those screening tools. And now, three things that keep Americans from living longer in this happy story: guns and drugs and cars contribute substantially to the life expectancy gap between the United States and other developed nations, a study just found. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show injuries, including violence, car crashes, and drug poisonings and overdose, are the leading cause of death for Americans up to the age of 44. I'm not going to repeat it, but I will say violence, car crashes, and drugs poisoning and overdose, the leading cause of death for Americans up to the age of 44. And the U.S. death rates from these three injury categories, except those in exceed those from 12 other developed countries included in the study: Austria, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, you get the idea, and the United Kingdom. I think that in our situation, guns and car accidents are certainly two of the things that I absolutely see as a problem of young men and even young women, but drug poisoning kind of hits all the whole spectrum. And among life expectancy, why do I have trouble saying that? Men in 2012 in those countries were 78.6 years old versus 76.4 in the United States. So injury-related deaths accounted for almost half of that difference. And among women, 83 years old versus 81 in the United States. Gun deaths are a major factor among men, just as I was just saying. Certainly men are more directed towards guns. We're hearing more and more about women, and you know how I feel about them. And you've heard my passionate pleas with you guys when I talk, especially with my AAP people, about guns in the home and not keeping guns in your home. And if you have to have hunting weapons, to keep them locked up somewhere safe so your children don't get near them. But we'll talk more about this study. I find it fascinating, and maybe it'll teach us just a little bit of something. This is Melanie Cole. We've got Healthy Children coming up. Stay well.